Member Kevin Mullen, proud to represent the 15th Congressional District, San Mateo County, and the southeastern corner of San Francisco. Honored to be here today with Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, and we are in her district today. Our mayor, San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, San Mateo County Executive Mike Callagy, as well as some incredible local emergency response leaders who work tirelessly to keep our communities safe, including San Francisco Fire Chief Dean Crispin, Mary Ellen Carroll, who directs the city's Department of Management. We have Dr. Shruti Dapadkar, the director of San Mateo County's Emergency Management as well. So thank you to all of our speakers, and a special thank you to Mayor Lurie for hosting us here along the beautiful San Francisco Bay. So looking at our region, I am reminded of how fortunate we are to have these natural surroundings. Yet I also can't help but think about how many people, homes, and infrastructure we have here that we need to protect. September is National Preparedness Month, and in California, we are no strangers to natural disasters. Whether it's an earthquake, a wildfire, or flooding from an extreme storm, we need to take steps to be prepared now. As our climate changes, we face increasing risks. Extreme weather is expected to worsen, and across the country, more and more people are living in areas in harm's way. We need the federal government to be bringing more resources and more support for communities on the front lines to prepare. This is why it's been alarming to see this current administration strip away funding and support for FEMA, the National Weather Service, and other critical emergency response and preparedness programs. Now is not the time to be slashing support for emergency preparedness. Now is the time to help protect lives, property, and the infrastructure that we all rely upon. Emergency preparedness isn't a kick the can down the road situation. It is something each and every individual, community, and every level of government needs to be proactively preparing for every day. Because waiting until a disaster strikes often means it's too late. One of the most essential roles government serves during a crisis is making sure that the public is properly informed with timely and accurate information. People need to know what is happening, what is at risk, what actions they need to take, and how to stay informed. This is why emergency alert systems are so important. And the backbone of that system for communities across the nation is a federal integrated public alert and warning system, or IPAWS. This alert, the wireless emergency alerts, the push alerts that we get on our cell phones, as well as radio and TV alerts and more, are part of that IPAWS system. These alerts can be sent by groups like the National Weather Service, but also for local and also by our local emergency managers. There are also opt-in text alerts, and we are also very fortunate here in the Bay Area to have our own local emergency alerting systems like Alert SF in San Francisco and SMC Alert in San Mateo County. Emergency alerts save lives. We need to ensure that all Americans, regardless of where they live, have access to timely and accurate alerting. The recent devastating floods in Texas and the wildfires in Los Angeles highlight yet again how alert failures can turn deadly. Too often, alerts are delayed, unclear, or maybe never sent. And the public doesn't always know what to expect from alerts or how to respond. We need to do more to improve these systems and make sure they're being used effectively. Experts agree that what local authorities need is more training and resources to conduct exercises and public education. That's why I am introducing the Bipartisan Resilient Emergency Alert Communications and Training Act, or the REACT Act. The REACT Act will help ensure that communities facing a disaster receive critical emergency alerts that help protect lives. My bill directs FEMA to support local authorities by authorizing $30 million annually for communities to conduct testing and live exercises of their emergency alert systems. It would help define clear roles and responsibilities across intergovernmental agencies. The REACT Act would also help standardize emergency alerts with messages that are clearer and easier to understand by the public. Clear and direct communication during a crisis is key. And the bill would also support public education campaigns so people know how these alerts work and how to properly respond. FEMA would also publish an annual transparency report that tracks exercises, training, and testing across alerting authorities. This shouldn't be a partisan issue. Disasters can strike in blue states and red states alike. We've seen deadly hurricanes in the southeast, earthquakes and wildfires in the west, and extreme storms and flooding across the country. We also know extreme weather events are expected to worsen with climate change. We need action now. We need the federal government to provide more support, training, and resources so communities can be better prepared for when the next disaster strikes. I want to emphasize how lucky we are in the Bay Area to have local governments like San Mateo County and San Francisco that have really prioritized the emergency alert systems. And I'd like to particularly thank the San Francisco and San Mateo Departments of Emergency Management for all of their input in helping craft this legislation. So with that, it is my honor to turn the podium over to Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi. I am incredibly grateful to be with her today here in her district. As we all know, she is a steadfast champion for the people of San Francisco, who she has so boldly represented throughout her career. She's the greatest speaker in the history of the country, and it's an honor to bring her to the podium. Madam Speaker, the podium is yours.
Thank you very much, Congressman Mullen, and thank you so much for your leadership in putting forth this legislation. While it is called the REACT Act, we cannot react unless we are prepared, and that's what your bipartisan legislation is about. I'm honored to be a co-sponsor of your legislation. You have described it all very well, the need for it and the rest. I just want to put it in a little perspective. Right now, we're having a fight in Washington about reducing the role of FEMA, the funding for FEMA and the rest, which is, again, not a statement of our commitment to protecting people if we're going to reduce something that's going to come in and help people in case of a natural disaster or any other disaster. Thank you for your leadership. It's an honor to represent San Francisco with you. I know the mayor will agree with me on that, in that he came just in a couple terms, has been effective from the start. He was you should know this about him, he was the second in command in the state legislature for more years than anyone else in that role. And so an effective legislature from the legislator from the start in Congress. This legislation is bipartisan, and that speaks very well as to his effectiveness. But we have a responsibility. I'm honored to be here with Mary Ellen Carroll. Mary Ellen Kelly, Department of Emergency Management, Chief Dean Crispin. Chief, I always say in my comments that our firefighters are our nobility. They're our nobility. You keep us safe, men and women, as firefighters in one way or another. We have a responsibility to the public, and you honor it at the risk of lives and safety for your members. Thank you for that leadership. County Executive Gallagher, welcome to San Francisco. I'm so glad that this is a regional presentation, and that's because of Kevin's representing San Francisco and San Mateo County. Dr. Dapodkar, Director of San Mateo Emergency Management. She's a physician, in addition, that doctor has many blessings to us in all this. So you see the comprehensive approach. Okay, let me just now go to my purpose here is to introduce the mayor. We have a responsibility, elected officials. We have a responsibility as representatives of the government, whether it was local, state, or national, to protect people, safety, whether it's community safety or safety in any form. And when there is a disaster, we have a responsibility to them to try to keep them as safe as possible, either by preparation or by response to it. We are blessed in San Francisco with a mayor who understands that full well, with all of the responsibilities of an executive, and I say that Mr. Calagi understands that as well, with all the responsibilities, first and foremost, safety in every every stage of challenge in all of that is our responsibility. In the private sector and the non-private sector, before he became mayor, he understood this and the challenges that he undertook for our community. So it is perfectly a combination to have Congressman Mullen's REACT Act also, again, represented by the mayor of San Francisco here. Welcome to the podium, Mayor Daniel Lorry.
Good morning, everybody. Speaker Emerita, I think you had a much greater purpose than just introducing me. It's an honor to follow you, Congressman. Congressman Mullen, thank you for your leadership. As we stand before you here at Fire Station 35, which is a historic landmark in San Francisco, we remember the Loma Prieta earthquake that struck in 1989, and San Francisco was hit incredibly hard. Water mains broke, fires spread, and in that moment, the Phoenix, the city's only operational fireboat at the time, pumped over 5.5 million gallons of water into San Francisco, saving lives, houses, and neighborhoods. That boat was nearly decommissioned a couple years prior in 1987. To some, it seemed unnecessary until the day it became indispensable. San Francisco is vulnerable to natural disasters, including earthquakes, wildfires, and even tsunamis. As a country, we have seen how failures in emergency alerts can leave people vulnerable and unprotected. As mayor of San Francisco, the safety of our residents is my number one priority. I'm going to say that again. I've been saying this every day since I became mayor. Public safety is my number one priority, which means preparing residents, our families, and neighborhoods for whatever comes our way. That includes emergency preparedness. In San Francisco, we are doing our part. In 2022, we built the new modern Fire Station 35 to carry this station's legacy. In May, we launched Ready SF, a citywide preparedness campaign where people can sign up for text alerts and learn to prepare for the next natural disaster. We've held tabletop exercises with city departments. We've modernized our cistern and auxiliary water systems. And my administration continues to work to fully staff our police department, our sheriff's department, and our 911 dispatch office, along with our firefighters. Congressman Kevin Mullen has proposed another tool in our emergency preparedness toolkit, the REACT Act. The REACT Act will strengthen emergency alert systems, fund FEMA training, and ensure public warnings are trusted, understood, and acted upon. I want to thank Congressman Mullen, Speaker Emerita Pelosi, and to all of those who worked on this legislation. The REACT Act is the next step. It will help us keep San Francisco and San Franciscans safe. And it will keep California strong and our nation ready. I urge members of Congress to pass this legislation. Now it's my honor to introduce our Director of San Francisco's Department of Emergency Management, Mary Ellen Carroll.
Thank you, Mayor, and it is truly an honor to stand up here with Speaker Emeritus Pelosi, with Congressman Mullins, our fire chief, and my colleagues from San Mateo County. One of the most important responsibilities of the Department of Emergency Management is emergency notifications. And we are very proud of the system that we have. We have multiple preloaded messages for almost any emergency that you can have in human translated in many languages. However, anyone who has received a notification knows that they're not always perfect. We have seen an uptick, increasingly over the last 7 years that I have been director, and even since Mayor Lurie has been in office, even before he took office, we had some interesting conversations about a variety of notifications that we've never had before, a tornado warning that had never happened in San Francisco. So for all of these reasons, this legislation is incredibly important, and I am so grateful for the effort of Congressman Mullins and Speaker Pelosi for supporting. We need to be coordinated regionally on our messaging. We need to improve that. Many of the messages we send out in San Francisco, but oftentimes there's messages that come out from our federal agencies, and all of these have to be sort of translated and interpreted. We're lucky that we have many modes of transmission of communication and messaging. We have, most of us, almost everyone has a phone. We have the ability to get out things through social media. And when it comes down to it, we have our first responders that will hit the street to make sure that people get information they need. I want to remind everyone and take this opportunity to ask, if you have not signed up for our own San Francisco alerts, to do so. All you need to do is put your zip code in and text 888-777, and you will get our alerts. So again, I am so supportive and thankful for this legislation. I'm grateful for the people that are behind me, and I'm also grateful not only to the many staff of the Department of Emergency Management and Public Safety agencies, but also to the people of San Francisco, because everyone has a role in emergencies. Signing up for an alert is one of the very first things that you can do to get ready. And then when you get the alert, to follow the instructions that happen. And that way, we together will all be safer as we move forward. So with that, I would like to turn this over to my esteemed colleague, our San Francisco Fire Chief, Dean Crispin.
Good morning. My name is Dean Crispin. I'm the Chief of the San Francisco Fire Department. It is a true honor to be here. What a fitting location for this event. Right over my right shoulder is a little fireboat Phoenix that was staffed by six firefighters from the San Francisco Fire Department on October 17, 1989. As the mayor so eloquently described, they chugged around these piers to the marina, drafted water from this bay, and extinguished a massive fire in the marina that could have turned into a conflagration. We could have lost many neighborhoods and perhaps half the city. One thing to remember is they were assisted by members of the public. If you look at the old videos, you'll see members of the public helping advance hose lines, assisting our members. It's a very poignant symbol of how it takes everybody in the case of a disaster. In 6 days, we'll honor those lost in the September 11th attacks. 343 firefighters killed from the New York Fire Department. 52 police officers, and over 3,000 civilians lost. Those two instances are a case of the wide range of disaster responses that we are required to respond to. What do? We train. We conduct exercises. We case study. We drill, constantly preparing ourselves for any disaster that is in front of us. But this legislation allows that partnership, similar to what happened in 1989, to occur with the public. The public can be alerted and perhaps avoid the response necessities of the fire department and other public service agencies by being alerted early and self-extricating from potential building collapses and other disasters. So it really is amazing that the vision of the Congressman Mullen, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Speaker Emerita, it's an honor to be in your presence. I would really like to say thank you to Mayor Daniel Lurie for his unwavering and passionate support of public safety. And also to my partner in safety, Director Mary Ellen Carroll. We work really well together. I feel that we're ready. This legislation will save lives. I'd like to also acknowledge Director Elaine Forbes, who's also been a fantastic partner of ours in public safety. Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
And we are now going to bring up our county executive, the top dog in San Mateo County, Mike Callagy.
Thank you. Before coming to the San Mateo County Executive Office some 13 years ago, I had the honor of spending 30 years in law enforcement at the San Mateo Police Department. And in that role, I certainly appreciated and experienced firsthand and understand how critical it is for local agencies to have strong and reliable emergency alert systems. I want to thank Congressman Mullen and Speaker Emerita Pelosi. We have the best representatives anywhere in the country right here, and they're doing great things. And I want to thank them for introducing the REACT Act, which would provide much-needed resources, support, testing, and training, along with public education and efforts related to emergency alerts at all local levels. And we stand ready and committed to work with our great partners in the city of San Mateo, our neighbors, to really coordinate these efforts together. Because when things are at their worst during these emergencies, the public expects us to be at our best. And this system, this bill, does just that. I'm encouraged to see that this is a bipartisan bill. Counties, both red and blue states, stand to benefit from strengthening their emergency capabilities. This is not about politics. This is about people. This is about safety. State and federal support is essential for helping communities prepare for and respond to crisis. We can't do it alone at the local level. We need our partners in the state and federal agencies to help us. Emergency response is a collaborative effort, and local governments must be able to count on FEMA and the federal government when it matters most. Information, ladies and gentlemen, is power, and that's what this act proposes to do. Give the people the power, the understanding of what is going on in an emergency. We saw this during the CZU fires, and it saves lives. When people have that information, they get to make life-saving decisions. And we're so proud to stand with Speaker Emerita Pelosi and Congressman Mullen in supporting this. Now I'd like to introduce our incredible Director of Emergency Services from San Mateo County, Dr. Shruti Dapodkar.
Good morning. I want to thank Congressman Mullen and everyone here for inviting me here today. Good morning. I want to thank Congressman Mullen and everyone here for supporting this bill. When disaster strikes, minutes matter. Whether it's a wildfire barreling down or floodwaters rising, in those moments, people don't need confusion. What they need is one clear, trusted message that tells them exactly what to do. And we've learned this directly from our public. They've told us what they want, and it's not confusion. The message they want is consistent, simple, and life-saving. We've taken that to heart in San Mateo County. In San Mateo County, we have created standardized message for 40 different hazards, and we're training all of our 32 response agencies to actually understand how to use the templates and continue using them. This September, we'll be bringing all the agencies back again and formalizing one single platform that basically says this is how communities are going to get their message. So no matter the hazard or the sender, the public receives one message, one standard, and one voice. And that's why Congressman Mullen's REACT Act is so important. It takes what we've built locally and makes it national. Because the truth really is that clear warnings save lives. When people believe in the message and they believe in the messenger, they act. This legislation expands upon what San Mateo County is delivering to our representatives. Tools, trainings, clarity, and the trust that saves lives. Thank you. I pass it back to Congressman Mullen.
Thank you so much, Shruti. And thank you to all of our speakers. And I just want to emphasize how important it has been to get the local input. So this isn't a top-down Washington approach. We are listening to our local emergency managers on the ground dealing with putting together these alert systems. And a real focus on the receiving end, on the public education necessary. So when people get these alerts, they know what they mean. They know the level of severity. So this is a multi-layered challenge. But thank you so much for your leadership, Shruti and others. We are so lucky to have these dedicated emergency responders in San Mateo County and San Francisco. Thank you so much, Madam Speaker, Mr. Mayor, Mike Callagy, the Chief, Mary Ellen. Thank you so much for being here today in support of this. This is a collaborative effort. The federal government has a responsibility to help our communities prepare for emergencies and be more resilient when a disaster strikes. Now, we have just a couple of minutes for questions. I just wanted to emphasize, and it's sort of the way I wrap my head around this. I'm looking at the three C's: consistency, coordination, and clarity. We need that in our national emergency alert systems, and that is what we are focused on. And with extreme weather, and climate change making extreme weather events more frequent, we need to be investing money and technical assistance for our localities to address what is to come. So thank you all for being here. Happy to answer any questions you may have. And we'll certainly, I'll be around for a few minutes after the press conference. Yes.
You said this is something that should have bipartisan support.
Yes.
Is that something that you've gotten so far from your colleagues
yes.
on the other side of the aisle, Speaker Johnson, especially if the Trump administration
yes.
is continuing to
Yes, thank you for the question. I have our first Republican co-author, a gentleman named Randy Weber from Texas, who witnessed the horrific floods in Texas. This has been a previous interest of his. And in this current configuration in Congress, you really do, I believe, need bipartisan support to move this. I certainly hope we get a hearing and we can move this this year. But something like this, emergency alerts, and one of the reasons I was drawn to work on this issue, I'm a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, which has some jurisdiction here, but this really should be a bipartisan issue when you're talking about resilience, preparation. Climate change and extreme weather does not distinguish between red and blue states. This is a national challenge. We've got to get it right. And what you see is a real patchwork quilt of competencies across the country. We need to bring some consistency here. And FEMA, at a time when, let's face it, the Trump administration is talking about making FEMA a state-by-state operation, which makes no sense. We need to be investing resources in FEMA so they, at that point, at the federal level, can give resources to the localities to make this system more robust and bring some coherence and consistency and clarity to the way these systems work. But thank you for the question. But yes, I'm going to continue to build Republican support on the bill. Yes.
Holly Rush, thank you, Daily Journal. I know throughout this conference you've been highlighting some of the wins of our emergency response systems, but I'm curious if you think that there are any specific weak spots or areas for improvement either in San Mateo County or in San Francisco that this bill could help address.
Well, I would leave it to our local managers to talk about any sort of deficiencies. What I know, though, is the federal government is not currently providing enough support to localities. Now, we are very, very fortunate. Let's be frank here. We have some of the best systems operating here that I think are national models. But as we see, there is a whole host of examples where people did not get the alert in time. It costs lives. There's a patchwork quilt of competencies and capacity out there across the country. We need to be providing technical assistance. You know, there are examples of localities that couldn't invest the necessary resources to make their systems more robust. That's where the federal government can play a role. And the testing piece of this, and I hope I didn't sort of gloss over that, these systems need to be tested, pressure tested in real time, so when the actual event occurs, we know that these systems work, and there have been gaps in this system across the country, and the federal government really has a role to play here. I don't know if our local folks have anything to add to that. These are the folks that deal with these systems. I don't know if you want to just talk about, and you're certainly aware, Mary Ellen, of other localities and the challenges they have, if you want to illustrate that.
think Shuchi and I were talking before. This would give us resources to do more regional coordination and testing. We have all experienced several times in the last year tsunami alerts that were very serious that caused us to take action. We have had alerts come from the federal, so that are issued from federal agencies that then we have to respond to. I think we, both at the federal level and local, acknowledge that better coordination is needed for those. We had tsunami warnings that went out all the way into Pleasanton and the East Bay that affected a lot of people, that caused confusion. So while I think we do a very good job on the local level and we're continuously improving, there is always more to do. The other thing is that, you know, we don't want people to have alert fatigue. That is always an issue that we have. And so I think these kind of resources, more time for us to work together, will help us have better strategies, because unfortunately, I suspect that we will have the need to put out more alerts because we are having more extreme situations, and we need to figure out ways to do that makes sense for folks, that they respond to and aren't like, oh no, just another alert, I'm going to ignore this. So there's so many ways that we can utilize and take advantage of the resources that this legislation proposes.
Congresswoman Pelosi, any comments on the U.S. military killing 11 people in Venezuela?
Shall we just stay with the subject?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions on this?
I have another one on topic. Is this an alert system that you would envision as like just phones, or going beyond that? Because one of the issues with the Texas floods was it was in the middle of the night. Some people didn't hear the alerts on their phone. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah. This is not going to be a one-size-fits-all, even though the IPAWS system is a federal system that is an incredible tool when used. The reality is there are geographic differences across the country. There are just technology challenges across the country. So these systems are tailored for the local communities, but the federal government can provide the resources to properly test those. So, you know, most of these are higher-tech alerts and options for folks, but there are some lower tech options if the sort of geography calls for it. But this entire area is under resourced, and there's a ProPublica article that focused on the real gaps in this system across the country. So it is crying out for federal investment to help localities develop this so we could save some lives. So I appreciate the question. So I'll be around for a few minutes after. And once again, thank you so much to our speakers. Thank you all for assembling. Appreciate it. We'll keep you updated on our work to build support for the bill. So thank you all very much.